Serving your superseding enlightenment called the Demented News.
What a big subpoena you have in your pocket.
I'm Whimsical Will.
Hi there. I see they're loading our Navigator R2-D2, and then we'll be on our way. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
Don't you know that you are a shooting star?
A woman in France claimed she was hit by a meteorite.
Ladies and gentlemen, our camera ship has been knocked out of control by a shower of meteoritic particles.
Whoa.
We may encounter the same conditions. And
she said she was sitting on her terrace when she heard a thump on the roof, and then something hit her.
Oh, you bullied me.
She then promptly announced she'd been targeted by an object from space.
Told me the sky was falling. I booked her on the 614, turned her over to the psychiatrist.
But a local astronomer concluded it was not extraterrestrial, having too many angles to be a meteorite.
You are beautiful and angular.
I got a rock.
Yeah, an Earth rock, because the chance of a person being hit by a meteorite is about 1 in 100 trillion.
I have a better chance of being hit by a meteor.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Well, she did suffer a bruised rib, but an impact from a meteorite would really sting, traveling around 200 miles per hour.
You're going too fast.
Great hornetoes, that's smart.
Yeah, she was hoping the story would be a little meatier.
Pardon me.
But the astronomer who was asked about the incident replied, no comment.
No comments. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
I saw one of those flying saucers. Everything they say in the paper is true.
And while we're spaced out, how about all the buzz these days over UFOs?
The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed.
Yeah, there are new reports of unexplained object sightings and government possession of non-human biological matter.
So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
Well, apparently, as Congress has been holding hearings, now awaiting testimony from
a 3-foot-high extraterrestrial.
But the term UFO is so last light year.
Known unknown flying objects.
It'll simply be one of the thousands who thought he saw a UFO.
Well, now they're called UAPs, Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena.
Yeah, big word.
Well, I thought it might be a good time to call our own far-out space nut, Popsicle Phil, for an update.
He's a man from Mars, and we've got news for you.
Well, hi there, Will.
Hi, Phil. What's the space scoop?
Evidence of recordings featuring an opera singer from space.
An opera singer? Where did you hear that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Will.
I have a feeling I'm not.
The opera singers from space are in Aria 51.
Okay, Phil. Hey, was that a Neptune she was singing then?
I don't get it.
That's all right.
The computers show that these radio waves are coming from Uranus.
I'm Whimsical Will with a black hole of Demented News.
Sorry, folks. I'm sure to do better next time.
It was my first flight, and I'm still getting used to my programming.
Release the meteor!
Release the meteor!
Oh! No way!
Right in the knee-gings.
Oh!